Sports fans do it longer. The latest from podnews.net with Podcastle. Create, edit, publish and grow. Sports fans in the US spend more than 2 hours longer with audio content every day, according to a preview of the Sports Audio Report from Edison Research, SiriusXM Media and Group M. We link to that today. Also, we link to Ariel Shapiro's final Hot Pod. In an editorial, she paints a picture of a new industry landscape where investments have dried up and every project needs to be profitable to survive, and suggests she got to the party too late. Triton Digital's March ranker is out for the US. Podcast hosting company Captivate has rolled out support for chapters, including image and URL support in its embedded player. An impending UK election probably means podcast advertising revenue will be adversely affected. According to Adlicious CEO Andrew Goldsmith, the UK government was one of the first advertisers on podcasts in the country, but rules around election spending are complex. Flightpath, a software that helps predict advertising availability for podcast networks, spotted last year's change in Apple Podcasts early and helped podcasters correct the quotes they were making, according to CEO Sean Howard.
It was neat to see how we could help these customers both lower their impact to them, but also helping their teams. We have a white glove service, so we are in there helping teams figure out how to fix these campaigns.
Sean's interviewed today in our sister publication, the Podcast Business Journal, and also in the Pod News Weekly Review. The subject of Bone Valley, Leo Schofield, has been granted parole and will leave prison on April the 30th. Ad Results Media published a podcast advertising white paper showing the effectiveness of the medium for advertising. And Gordon Farmark is planning a free webinar next week called Podcast Growth and Profit, Mastering the Fundamentals, Avoiding Common Mistakes. And in podcast news, the Adam Carolla Show is 15 years old, and as a celebration, 15 of Carolla's most memorable episodes, featuring stars like Matt Damon, Sean Penn, Nicolas Cage, Alec Baldwin, Michael Mann, Francis Ford Coppola, and many others, will be featured in a special The Adam Carolla Show podcast collection, available in Tesla cars. Spotify launched 1619, the podcast edition, the result of a Spotify-funded next-gen podcast course with Howard University and Pulitzer Prize-winning author Nicole Hannah-Jones. The student-produced podcast makes compelling connections to the ways that slavery still impacts their lives and ours. And the Pod News Weekly Review talks with Jeremy King from the M&M Awards, Sean Howard from Flightpath, and Sam Sethi discusses how Activity Pub might work in joining up the disparate world of podcast apps, in a section he might be surprised to learn hasn't been edited out. We've also got today in our newsletter a bumper edition of Podcast Promotion in the Wild. It's the Let's Clear Up Some of the Backlog edition. And if you've wanted to see how podcasts are promoting themselves in the wild, you'll love it. It's at podnews.net. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Podcastle. Create, edit, publish and grow your podcast all in one collaborative AI-powered platform. Make your voice heard with Podcastle. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net. Have a great weekend.